Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Du lyssnar på Så vad händer med mig, Jonathan Rollins.
Och mig, Amat Levin.
Podden som håller dig uppdaterad på allt som händer populärkulturellt, politiskt och samhälleligt.
Det stämmer. Idag så pratar vi lite om Johns stundande 40-årsfest och liksom vad man kan, vad han har för förhoppningar på post-40 life.
And part of that is not having drama in my life, and I'm a little connected to some drama right now as Martin Sonneby is facing off with Dumpin. Before that, I might play that beat, play out. What up, bro?
Ja, så där alltså. Jag är ju, I don't know, under the weather.
Did you take some Dayquil?
Ja, jag gjorde det.
Oh, good.
Jag fick lite Dayquil av Jordan. Ja, men jag kände det där igår att det är på väg mot sjukdom. Jag brukar nästan alltid bli sjuk på pricksamma sätt. Det är så här halsont, sen så kommer feber och sen, ja.
Have you had a fever?
Ja, jag hade fucking nästan 38,7, 38,9. Jag vet inte, det var ganska högt.
And it's okay now?
Alltså, the Nyquil, eller the Dayquil har ju sänkt febern nu när vi spelar in. Men det är fortfarande en massive headache alltså. Halsont. Men kolla, vi säger aldrig att vi inte gör någonting för er. Det är det jag brukar säga.
Yes, we are still delivering regardless. We're remote because I can't afford to get sick. Because my party is tomorrow.
Yep.
About to turn 40. And I would not let you ruin that shit.
Jag hörde att din fru också var lite sådär.
Yeah, yesterday she was. And she's determined not to miss the party either. So she went all in and got NyQuil last night. Mm. Knocked that shit out.
Mm.
So she's feeling good today. So, but we sent you some NyQuil too, right?
Ja, precis. Vi får se. Jag brukar ju sova med vår minsta jag vet inte om jag vågar ta den om jag ska vara liksom så här groggy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Han vaknar upp liksom ett par gånger på natt, så måste man natta om honom. Och jag vet inte om jag kan vara så här. Man blir fan lite knocked out av dem där.
Yeah, that shit will knock you out, boy.
Det är fett nice. Alltså det är en nice känsla så, men ja, inte om man ska hantera en unge samtidigt.
Yeah, that's the tough part. But you know, you'll see how you feel, man. But tomorrow you could take a day call. We'll see, man. I'm not. If you're not there, then fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, berätta. Vad har du för planer för festen?
Oh man, I'm just gonna.
För 40 är bestort, alltså.
Yeah, man. I got three outfit changes. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that shit.
I think it would. Why not?
I don't know.
Just some alltid snackar om this fashion sense. Prove it.
Yeah, we'll see if I'm outdated. No, I'm gonna have like you know, everybody get some bubbly when they come in, and then everybody get drink tickets so you can get a bevy, and then some finger foods and whatnot, and have a little mingle downstairs, and then upstairs where we normally have the Laugh House is gonna be turned into a dance floor. And then we're gonna turn up. You're gonna play some music too if you can make it. If you can make it there, then you'll play some music too. But I got the playlist already selected, and yeah, with a little bit of, got some Miami booty shaking music. We got some line dances. I'm gonna make everybody line dance, and then some hip hop, old school hip hop, and then some, you know, some party music too. So
okay.
So basically, well, a dance party and, you know, some mingling and whatever. Some of my favorite
things. You thought this could be one line dance. What did they do?
Line dance, like, you know what electric slide is? So it's like that. It's different variations of the latest, not the latest, but the most popular black line dances. Because at every party, you got to have an electric slide, a Cupid shuffle, a wobble. Like, these get dances that everybody does in unison. And it's basically a trick by DJs to get people on the dance floor, and then it's their responsibility to keep them there.
Just det. Vad jag tänker på, vad line dancing? Det finns, vad kallas det som så här vita gör, cowboys?
They call it line dancing.
Det är samma.
Yeah, like the Texas two-step and all that stuff, when they're like kicking their foot out, achy breaky heart style. Yeah. They do that, but then, yeah, it's just a black version of it, which involves rhythm.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Did you see the Tyler the Creator?
Faktiskt. Var han här i Stockholm eller?
Yeah, they said it was in Sweden.
Okay.
I believe so, right? The way I understood it was that he was here, and the Swedish people were so sensitive, man.
Sensitive, what?
Swedes, man. You talk about Swedes in general, it seems like after Sweden Gate. And then this Tyler the Creator, people getting mad about that. And then
the folks sued over there.
Yeah, people like, blah, blah. You know, I saw some comments of people getting all like up in arms about this shit. And then social media somewhere. I want to say Instagram. I don't know. And then I saw I on my YouTube, I reacted to the song Min Soldat. Which is a song, and then I found it ironic that it's called Min Soldat, and that it's this woman wrote it in a time when they called it Beredskapsorden.
Okay.
In World War II, when Sweden was, you know, letting everybody know we're neutral, we ain't in this shit. And I was like, what? I jokingly said, like, Min Soldat, what's the song about? The soldier that doesn't go anywhere? Like, and people been hitting me up, giving me statistics. 30,000 soldiers Swedish soldiers were, what did they call it? Sent to the border to protect. It was like, but they didn't do anything. I don't know what else to say. Like, I'm sorry, man. Jeez. One dude said, wrote that he has to say that tog lilla oop or something like that. Illa oop. So he was a little bit bothered by what I said. You know, he was still being nice, but he was still telling me that he was bothered by me, you know, mentioning that, joking about soldiers not doing anything. I don't know. Interesting. Like, why are y'all so sensitive, man? Take a damn joke.
Det är sant. Det är som vi snackade om ju. Det är vad det är. Det var några svenskar som krigade i Finland, eller frivilliga mot Sovjet under andra världskriget. Men...
That's kind of gangster though.
Ja. Men så det kanske är någon sån som bara, min morfar dog i finska vinterkriget och nu är du här och bara, they ain't do shit.
Men alltså, I didn't say they ain't do shit. I just said that, you know, what is Min Soldat about if it's during the Beredskapsorden? Like, the two going together is like... And she was in the song she's talking about in Sweden. She says, here in Sweden, basically.
Som sagt, take a joke bara. Det är väl liksom.
Yeah.
Vad What?
No, I just thought about something. Speaking of take a joke, should I mention this thing with the Sonabi?
I mean, if you want to.
This war he's in the middle of with Patrick Hoiberg.
Okay.
Well, the Martha Sonabi and I had the same business acquaintance who was outed on Dumpen.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
det snackade vi om ju på något avsnitt när du fick reda på att han hade åkt fast på väg att träffa någon som de hade utgett sig för att vara, vadå, typ 12-13.
13
alltså, var, han är ju basically... Du fick ju reda på att han basically är en pedo, liksom.
Yeah, so everybody fired him, but I found out later that he put himself into my company.
Okay,
and I didn't realize that.
So they were a business partner.
That's what it sounds like, right? And my new accountant told me, like, hey man, you might want to change that. And then I looked in, I was like, oh shit. And I know he did it out of convenience, you know what I mean? Just, you need a person to be in there, so he probably just didn't. I don't know. But apparently he did that with everybody. And ETC did an article about Dumpen and how they have questionable practices.
Mm.
And then Martin Sonneby on Arm Comordon, he talked about these questionable practices and questioned Patrick Hoiberg and said Patrick Hoiberg is crazy and blah, blah, blah. And then the Dumpen people came after him. Oh, yeah. They also, of course, they also made jokes, pedophile jokes. On the thing.
They're tail, I guess.
yeah. So not only are you making fun of this guy, but you're also making jokes and laughing about at pedophile jokes. And and then the Dumpen people came at him, and now he's like kicked off of Facebook and Instagram. So for now, he's banned for now. And then he started a fucking war with these people, reading the partner lady's rap sheet on the pod. And apparently she's been arrested for a bunch of shit.
Slow down, the partner lady, they done some Patrick Hoiberg hard Dumpen me at the level of.
Yeah, her name's Lisa, I don't want to say the wrong name, Lisa Nielsen or something like that. No, that's a singer, right?
Lisa Nielsen, perfect.
But Sarah Nielsen, that's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Nielsen, and she... he read all of her criminal past and stuff like that on the thing, and now they're going back and forth, and it's just like, whew. And they're saying,
"What had hon for criminal past though?"
Like something with the illegal driving of a vehicle, caught with grove narcotics or something like that, something with drugs. Oh. It's been mostly. It sounds like somebody who went on a binge and wilded out for a while, and what do you call it? Shoplifting. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he read all of the criminal stuff. And I don't know, they were just going back and forth, and they're calling him pedophile kramare, Martha Sonneby. And I was just thinking about how technically, because he had the guy in the company, he just didn't realize it, they could say the same thing about me. And what if I get caught up in, you know what I mean?
Vad bra att du drar attention till det här då, John. För ingen visste om det här först du säger det nu på podden.
I'm saying they could have och said that.
Och the way things work så kommer det ändå slut utmynna i att alla come at me på något sätt. För det är alltid så det brukar vara. Men när du hamnar i skiten så ska folk attackera mig också.
I think you're safe on this one.
I wouldn't put it past them, also.
How can you be associated with somebody who's associated with somebody who's a pedophile kilometer? You know what I mean? The whole thing is just ridiculous. And yeah, they just, and I was on an episode this week when they went hard at them again. And I don't know.
Jag har inte följt det. Jag har bara sett liksom lite grann på Twitter och så där när att det verkar vara någon storm.
Yeah.
Jag vet inte.
It's like Dumpen versus Armcore. Dumpen fans versus Armcore Mordon fans, and they're probably just as aggressive, both sides.
Det känns bara som en liten onödig grej. Vi snackade ju om Dumpen, och det finns ju en helt liksom, det skrivs ju ganska mycket om dem nu. Dels om det här questionable practices, alltså att de beter sig på ett kanske inte helt etiskt sätt, så finns det ju jättemånga som tycker att, men never mind the ethics, de får ju faktiskt fast pedofiler, folk som annars slip through the cracks liksom. Och jag vet inte, jag har liksom inte, det är säkert sant, båda två grejerna på något sätt. Jag tror att man måste vara lite mer inläst på det här ämnet utan att, för att kunna liksom ha
One thing I do hope happens is that, because I think they do some good, you know what I mean? I'm glad I know that this guy was this. I just wish like maybe his face was blurred for his family's sake or whatever. But I'm glad I knew this and I can make a decision on if I'm going to keep doing business with this person or not. You know what I mean?
Or keep that was an easy decision.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I also wish that just knowing what I know about the personal life of his kids, I wish they didn't have to deal with that. But one thing I read today was that they use, like, I hope that they change some of their practices after going, if they really look internally and and see some of the critique and take it seriously, because like using certain pictures to get somebody to engage, I don't think that should be a part of the process. And if you see some of the stuff they put up, then you'll see that they've been like as you said, questionable practices. It's like hopefully they can adjust them. And if you're really in it to stop pedophilia, then you could change it and be even better at it. You know.
Nej, men alltså jag menar, vi har ju båda barn. Självklart är det liksom, pedofili är ju det värsta som finns, basically. Det känns ju också som att det har en tendens, alltså det är som hela den här QAnon-grejen. Den har ju en tendens att locka till sig folk som liksom tar den här legitima rädslan för pedofili eller liksom legitima föraktet för det, och sen så bara gör en jättestor konspiration av det. Alltså det som jag, lite av det jag såg som skrevs om Martin var ju liksom, det var ju nästan som att folk försökte framställa det som att det här är en ny pedofilring, basically.
Yeah.
Alltså så här, i svensk mediebranschen. För att den här snubben har då, som du sa, för jag vet inte vad det här innebär, att han har varit del av ett företag. Han har typ varit, vad betyder det exakt?
It's called suppliant, I believe it's
suppliant.
But you know, anybody could be that. And
det viktiga i situationen är väl att om man liksom, man är business partners med någon. Jag har också en revisor nu liksom. Nu när jag är frilans. Om det skulle visa sig att så, den här snubben är pedofil, och jag sparkar honom direkt, det är väl det som spelar roll. För hur skulle man veta att han var en pedofil annars?
I guess att det är det
de här människorna inte tror på eller misstänker. Jo, men du visste visst typ. Ja.
Oh, they're looking for something to get mad about.
Ja, men precis. Det är väl
talk about he's holding for the läsningar om hur man knullar barn.
Oh.
And that he was, that was one of the things they said. Like somebody wrote that he's doing that in Gothenburg, that's what Martin Sonneby does. It's like, are you serious? And people are like, oh, visste inte det? Oh, like in these comments, these people are crazy, man.
I bet.
Take a step back. No, I didn't. And then I went on with I don't know. I'm, you know me, man. What could go wrong? So when I went on, I was just like, I said my piece, and I happened to be the person who made him aware of it when it went down, because I got that video. And
because you knew all along.
He was also my business partner. Mm. So I saw that, and I said to Martin, I was like, hey, man, so you know. And then he fired the guy. You know what I mean? Everybody did. Mm. All of us did. It was a lot of us. So we all fired the dude. I don't know what else. What else can we do? As you said. You know.
Mm. Ja, jag vet inte.
Yeah.
Messy. Det är messy. Men det är som sagt, det folk har en, liksom, en legitim rädsla eller en legitim. Så här, man vill. Den legitima kampen av att vilja få stopp på eller få fast pedofiler. Och sen så bara verkar det ha en tendens också att spåra. Men det är klart, å andra sidan, jag fattar som småbarnsförälder agerat också. Vi snackade ju om förskolan. Manliga förskolelärare.
Oh, yeah.
Att så här, man bara, jag förstår att det är så här, quote unquote problematiskt att liksom säga så. Men att jag, det är inte min favorite thing, liksom, manliga förskolelärare.
Yeah.
Alltså, ni kan gå tillbaka och lyssna på hela det avsnittet om ni vill, men, för där pratade vi mycket mer ingående. Det är klart som fan män ska kunna jobba som det är klart som fan. Det finns en också, jag menar, när jag själv var liten och det var en manlig förskollärare, det tyckte man ju var kul också, just för att det också var så ovanligt. Men jag kan liksom inte hjälpa att också bli lite så här, fan. På min förskola nu är det bara, det är väldigt mycket manliga vikarier. Och jag är bara så här,
I am so upset.
Jag är bara så här, jag vet inte fan om det här är min favoritgrej alltså. Men
yeah, we just gotta hope for the I don't even want to say that, hope for the best. Just, I don't know.
Nej.
Let's take a break. Oh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Men du, John, innan du tog oss in på den här pedofil
ring.
Så vad har du liksom 40 nu? Du som sagt, du ska ju fylla år 40. Vad, hur ser du framför dig dina 40s? Har du några förhoppningar, några mål? Är det något du vill undvika? Berätta.
I'm trying to stay out of drama. I think my 30s...
Bra det går med den här, att du drog in oss precis i den här pedofilringen då.
I think I'm gonna start my 40s with... I feel like going to 50, I need to take better care of my body.
Okay.
So it's going to be a bigger focus and really actually like taking care of myself better, eating better and being more active. So I'm going to try to be an active person in my 40s.
That's what betyder active though?
Like not sit on the couch as much. You know what I mean? Like work out more regularly. Swimming is my major workout now, so I'm going to try to do more swimming, get better at swimming, and hitting the gym and stuff like that, like really taking more time in that aspect of self-care. And in my 40s, my kids are getting older, so it's going to be more important to be, to not be crickling around.
Okej, okay, så det är liksom fokus. Ingen drama och sen träna mera en aktiv livsstil. Aktiv, healthy livsstil.
Yeah, basically that's it. Be more active and healthy and yeah, no drama. I said to you in the past that at 50 I'm gonna go full raw. As far as my, as a raw food diet.
Sounds
I don't
terrible.
Know, man.
Sounds terrible.
I'm getting closer to 50 and it's like, doesn't seem like a good idea anymore. When full, I was in my
verkligen, full och raw, då är det liksom alltså allt du äter är så här, den här raw food-dieten, är det?
Yeah, it's like no nothing cooked.
The fuck? And it's like, varför har det någonsin varit din go-to? Alltså, det, men det finns ju andra.
Because that's supposed to be the healthiest thing you can do for the body.
Says who?
It says raw food eaters.
Ja, precis. Nej, men jag bara tänker, av alla olika dieter som finns, och det finns ju så jävla många olika, och de flesta har ju många av dem har ju gemensamt att de är svåra. Det funkar om du ska göra en crash diet så här. 2 veckor, 1 månad. Men det är, jag tror många dieter är ju svåra om du ska verkligen committa till dem hela tiden. Och det är väl de dieterna som är som bästa. Som är som att säga, nej men där det förhoppningsvis inte ska kännas som att du gör värsta uppoffringen. Utan att säga, det här livsstilen kan jag faktiskt leva nu going forward. Och det tror jag fan inte på med för dig, ska jag säga, med raw food. Alltså snälla, vilket tråkigt liv. Nu, nu kanske vi har några raw food fantast här som blir kränkt, men alltså,
you niggas are crazy!
Jag kan knappt tänka mig något. Alltså inget kökt. Alltså what the fuck? Du käkar bara liksom,
you could have smoothies.
Varför var det ett steg inte samma? Jag ska gå full vegan. För det är ju så här, okej, du strippar bort.
I did that before. That's when I was saying that.
Men räcker inte full vegan som en healthier lifestyle?
At 50, yeah. You know what? That's what it'll be. I'll go full vegan at 50. But my 40s, I'm gonna focus on getting healthy and like stretching more, stuff like that. Making sure my body is gonna make it into 50 nicely. That's gonna be my focus, more so than, like, it's not like I'm gonna be partying, you know what I mean? Or, my 30s, I was kind of partying. So the tail end of my 30s, I didn't. Not so much partying.
Kommer du bli mer outdoorsy, tror du, alltså, som en del av din aktiva livsstil?
That's part of what I'm thinking, man. It's you know, trying to go. I think and I'm hoping that this summer trip inspires me, that I'm doing with Bash, this road trip thing where we have to be active. Sandra's like worried that I'm going just go on a, like a fast food trip.
I do. There finns en risk. About drive-throughs or some chilling in the motel.
Nah, in the vehicle.
Oh, in the vehicle.
Because we're gonna be in the camper.
Så ni kommer inte ens gå ut ur bilen, liksom. Vad såg du, Bash? Om vi sa en hel månad. The inside of a car och fast food drive-throughs.
Yeah, it's gonna be. So hopefully that helps me get focused, man. I'm hoping so. I'm excited about my 40s, though, man.
Vad hoppas du, förutom the health, alltså, har du någonting så för career-wise eller personal life? Eller?
I was just watching the George Carlin documentary on HBO. And as you know, he's one of the, you know, he's a heralded comedian over time. And in his 40s was kind of when he hit his prime. And that made me feel good, you know what I mean? Even though I felt a little discouraged because he started so young. So I was like, damn, I'm kind of young in the game myself. I'm still under 10 years in the game. So I'm hoping in my 40s I can, because that's when he kind of like changed his course and like, you know, was really effective with his comedy. And I'm hoping that I can delve into that more and be able to, I don't know, find my voice the way he did. Even though I feel like I found my voice, but maybe it could turn into more. Maybe I can drop some knowledge like he was doing.
Drop some knowledge. What kind of knowledge?
It depends, man. You know, I could talk about pedophile rings now. I don't know. Maybe analyzing life in a different way. Cause now I make jokes about what I find funny, but I'm not really. He was silly at first, very silly at first, doing different, and it was like wordplay and stuff like that. And then he started talking about society at large. And it was interesting that saying so many people share on both sides of the aisle will be sharing a George Carlin clip to make their point. so to me, that's when you're at your that's when you're really, really sharp, like Stephen Colbert. People on the left and the right are like, this guy's making fun of the other guys. so maybe I look forward to seeing what comedian Jonathan Rollins is in his fourth decade on earth.
Jag och Sabia började kolla lite på hon igår kväll, så ville hon se stand up. Hon bara, jag vill skratta.
She just said I want to watch stand up. Okay.
Vi håller på att kolla på den här serien We Own This City, som är en kind of a spiritual successor till The Wire. Skitbra serie. Har du sett den?
No, I haven't started yet.
Have you seen The Wire?
Yes, of course. Oh.
Nej, men serien här, den är riktigt, alltså första avsnittet, den är så att tar väl, det är bara 6 avsnitt och den tar väl liten stund att ta grejen till, men bara typ slutet av andra avsnittet och 3-4, då är den skitbra verkligen.
Okay.
Men for some reason så ville hon inte se det, och hon bara, men jag vill se comedy. Så jag bara, okej, liksom, jag vet inte heller var ska man börja. Jag gick bara på Netflix, för att det väl, de har ju mycket comedy shows. Så den första vi kollade på var Bill Burr Typ Bill Burr presents his friends eller någonting.
Netflix is a joke festival.
Och det var kul för hon, alltså Bill Burr kom ut och hon bara, men vem är det här typ? Jag bara, alltså, han är väl en av dem.
She said, who is Bill Burr?
Ja. Han är en av de största komikerna. Och sen så Within tror jag, ja, kanske 90 sekunder. Så hon bara, jag är offended av vad han sa.
Really? What did he say?
Han snackade om... Han öppnade med basically någonting i stil med att så, ah, liksom pandemin är över och snackade om alla som har dött och så vidare och så vidare. Jag bara, okej, okay, so this is going great. Han, liksom, första, för, hans liksom, opening blir hon offended av. Jag bara, okej. Okay. Och så ville hon spola fram till, det var någon svart komiker som körde. Så spolade vi fram till honom. Och han verkade fett nervös. Alltså, han typ skakade micken. Och var också bara så här inte rolig.
Men which one? Kind of heavy set?
Nej, han var typ smal. Jag kommer inte ihåg vad han hette.
I know you're talking about, okay.
Men det var också, hon sa typ så här, hon bara, men jag ger honom 2 minuter. Och jag bara, och jag bara, jag vet inte om det är rätt inställning för comedy. Alltså så här,
yeah.
You get one joke, and then I'm either in or out. Men needless to say, han var inte så rolig, så då skippade vi den. Och så bara, okej, okay, men ah, Ricky Gervais, okej, okay, vi kollar på hans då. Och där var det samma, så nej.
Oh, I'm sure she got offended immediately on his.
3-4 minuter in så bara, nej, det är inte heller kul. Så bara, ha. Så då skulle vi ge upp, men sen så satte jag på For What It's Worth med Chappelle. Och den gick hem.
What? You had to pick like the top 5 stand-up specials of all time.
Vi gick tillbaka till det. Jag bara, okej, okay, men det här är ju en undeniable classic. For what it's worth. Jag måste säga också att alltså bara det här lilla vi såg på de här Bill Burr och de här tre komikerna vi kollade, så Chappelle's For What It's Worth, där är det ju verkligen så här, från joke 1 typ, så är det roligt. Alltså det krävs ingen uppvärmning.
Yeah.
Så jag vet inte. Det visar ju bara varför han är, eller var, för jag tycker inte alls han är på samma nivå längre. Men det visade varför han var potentially the goat.
Yeah. Does it change? I don't know. When I'm watching stand up or somebody, like if Sandra would have sat with me and we watched For What It's Worth, and it was her first time watching it, and she didn't like it, I think that might affect our relationship a little bit.
Jag fattar vad du menar. Jag tror att jag kan känna lite samma. För den är så här, ja, jag vet inte. Och det är kul att kolla på den här gamla For What It's Worth. Den är från 2004, tror jag. Det är mycket grejer som åldras liksom. Han pratade mycket om Michael Jackson och en hel del om Bill Cosby. Och när han började prata om Cosby så bara så tog han ju Cosby mycket i försvar liksom.
Mm.
Och jag bara, ha, that's weird. Men sen så bara insåg att han snackar ju inte om Bill Cosbys rapes, för att han har inte ens åkt fast för dem än. Utan det han snackade om var typ den här gamla grejen med att Bill Cosby ibland
talk
down on black folk och sådär.
Yeah.
Så jag bara,
and he said, nigga from Philly, he might say some real shit. That's exactly what he says in there.
Exactly. Yeah. Och jag bara, damn vad länge sedan den här var. Att liksom Cosby, man visste inte ens at the time att han var en rapist. En serial rapist. Men ja, så att om ni hamnar i samma situation, så tycker jag Dave Chappelle, For What It's Worth, är ändå en säkert kort alltså.
Maybe she needs like a different brand of comedian. Like you gotta... She might need some of these family white boys.
Nej, men vi sa, för att jag sa igen det här med som jag brukar säga om att man är det bättre att det bara finns ett safe rooms, så att säga. Alltså, det är som en label basically. Så precis som man sätter på skivor, så här, parental advisory, så är det en här där man sätter så här på safe comedy. Liksom. Du kommer, här är det inga inga
profanity,
ingenting liksom. Och det skulle, på ett sätt tror jag så här, kör bara det, så kan folk som verkligen vill gå, och de känner att jag vill skratta, men jag vill inte, det ska inte finnas en chans att jag blir offended, boom, då kan jag gå dit. Men då blir problemet att då blir det ju Chey från nyaste Sex and the City-serien.
I've seen it. I saw the Sex and the City. I know just what you mean, but I think, but those are like in your face woke comedy. That's a difference.
Because
Jim Gaffigan is not going to offend anybody.
Nej.
But okay, he's also not going to step on any, he's not going to cross any boundaries either.
Men Jim Gaffigan, är han rolig?
He's hilarious.
Ja, men då så. Så då är det inget problem. Jag tänkte alltid att det fanns en motsättning med att så här, okej, om du vill ha en super safe comedy, då kommer det bli som Chey. Men det kanske alltså finns tre kategorier. Den vanliga comedyn, the safe comedy och sen så the woke comedy.
Woke det comedy,
det,
det and that's the part.
Woke comedy som är den tråkiga.
För det, that's the boring.
För tjej på Sex and the City fick ju så otroligt mycket utrymme. Och jag bara satt där och kollade bara, vem tycker, det här är så, ingen tycker det här är kul. Hon håller basically ett tal på scenen.
Right, and that happens these days. And I think Sex and the City was going out of their way to try to be woke.
Nej, men precis.
So that was part of it. But you have your comics that are like Jim Gaffigan, what, Ray Romano, like these family guys that tell these stories and they're the butt of the joke a lot.
Mm. Men jag tror att den här liksom, alltså, hon var inte så super offended. Alltså, jag driver ju lite, men hon sa faktiskt att hon verkade i alla fall inte tycka att det där var kul, det här med skämten om alla som har dött i covid och så vidare. Men det måste jag säga att när man kommer tillbaka till For What It's Worth så är det ju, man kan ju absolut hitta grejer att bli offended av där, men jag vet inte fan, alltså, det är som att han ändå tycker jag skämtar om uppåt, så att säga, for most of the time. Det är inte skämt på någon så här utsatsgrupps bekostnad.
And some of it is absurd, it's just absurd.
Exakt.
Like going around jacking off on the bus, exakt, is like, exakt. It's absurd.
Ja, så jag vet inte om det har blivit liksom mer av en trend kanske att just så här driva om grupper som man anser, som anses vara utsatta, att det är det som gör att nowadays folk verkar också bli mer sensitive för det här. Jag vet inte.
I don't either.
Men jag är glad att vi ändå som sagt lyckades hitta en som vi kunde samsas om.
I want to hear what she thinks about Jim Gaffigan. I might send her some stuff. Du är
ju inte offensive heller, Fredrik. Eller har du något offensive skämt?
I got a couple things that might, you know, I don't know.
But
for the most part, yeah, exactly. For the most part, I would probably be considered. Like people tell me, like you could work at Norda Brunn anytime. Like you're a safe bet to perform. People say, because I'm not gonna be. Yeah, I think in the States I'd be more edgy because of the language. Because language isn't a big deal here. But there to be like, you gotta clean. I thought about that when I was on. I did a Alcoholics Anonymous show when I was there. And they were like, no cursing. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize how much I cursed in my material until I was going through and trying to clean it as I'm going. I was like, fuck, because I consider myself clean anyway. And then they were like, oh yeah, no profanity. I was like, well, damn, shoot.
Shoot. That was so lame, even though. No profanity. Even to all adults, are they?
Right, and they're all like alcoholics, so they said no. They said nothing about that, and the guy who went before me was like, "Any of y'all drink?" Like he didn't get the memo.
Wow,
and ruined the whole mode. Ruined the whole mode. Then I come up there and try to clean it up.
Any of y'all drink?
Yeah.
Vet du, ska vi wrap it up, John, och ta det till en av episod med resten?
Yeah, man. Let's wrap it up, man. What's coming up in the RV?
Jag vill snacka lite om Lizzo. Känner du till henne?
Of course, man. I love Lizzo.
Hon släppte en ny singel som fick det att storma kring henne.
This is I can't wait to talk about this.
För att hon använde uttrycket I'm a spaz.
Whoa, watch your mouth, Amat.
Som tydligen watch. Är ableist. Alltså, ableist är väl liksom kränkande mot folk som har olika sorters handikapp, eller?
Handikapp, ja.
Yeah. Mm. Så det kan vi snacka om. Eller vad känner du?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Undra vad du kommer tycka. All right, det blev en kortare avsnitt idag än vanligt, men det är för att jag feel like shit, honestly. Så ni får nöja er.
Krya på dig. Krya på dig.
Vi hörs nästa vecka med ny energi och John på andra sidan 40. Det blir great.
Yeah. We'll talk about my party too. I won't be over 40 though.
Oh, fan då. Ruined it. Way to ruin it.
Right. Well, let's go.
Right. Peace.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.